Good afternoon, everyone. Again, we are on Friday, so almost the energy is going. So what we discussed last time on Wednesday, we discussed about insertion, deletion, updation anomaly. And I hope nobody has a problem with those three things, right? So if we have a bad design, there can be problem of insertion, deletion or updation anomaly, or maybe all three of them. And what else we saw? Yeah, we learned about functional dependency, because to do the normalization process, we need to identify the primary keys, as well as we need to know the functional dependencies existing in that particular table. And you have to do that procedure for all of your tables, which you will get after converting the conceptual schema to logical schema. That means the relational model. So we saw some of the examples of functional dependency. Let's quickly recall. Do you remember the functional dependencies that exist in this particular table? What's the key? Because we are more interested in those functional dependencies where right-hand side is non-prime attribute and left-hand side is one of the prime attribute or both the prime attributes. So that's why it's always advisable to find out the key first, and then it will restrict that you don't need to know all the functional dependencies. So what's the key here? SSN alone can make the key. See here. The values are duplicating, so SSN alone cannot make the key, right? Yeah, project number, right? So SSN together with project number makes up the key. So now your non-prime attributes are ename, p-location and number of hours per week. So we are more interested in knowing that ename depends on which column, project name depends on which column, project location depends on which column, and number of hours per week depends on which column. So these are our four non-prime attributes. So just quickly tell me the left-hand side for each of these four functional dependencies. You can determine ename if you know SSN. You can determine pname if you know. Yes. You can determine project location if you know.
P
Yes, Pino, although you can determine from P name, but we are more interested if the left hand side is key or part of the key. And number of hours? Can SSN determine the number of hours C? Here the value of SSN is same from the functional dependency definition. If the values here are same, the values here should be same, which is not the case. So SSN alone cannot determine. Yes. Yeah, actually it's very difficult to determine from the data alone. And because this is a property of the key, that those you cannot determine simply, the key determines those attributes. So social security number along with project number together determines the number of hours, right? So these are the functional dependencies here. I am writing with this pen like the children who just started writing. Okay, this one is more clear. We did it yesterday, day before yesterday. Remember the primary key? Right? So all of the others are non-prime attribute. Just to repeat once more quickly. If we know the social security number, because we are interested in knowing the left-hand side as key, if we can. If we know the social security number, we can find all the details of that employee, including the department number. Although it seems from here, from the data, that social security number can determine the name, but actually department number determine the details about the department. So these are the functional dependencies in this particular table. We did this yesterday also. Do you remember? Not yesterday, day before yesterday. On Wednesday. Yesterday means last time we met. I have a new definition of yesterday now. Okay, so this is the key. So we are interested in knowing this functional dependency. And finally, so project name can be identified from project number. E name can be determined from employee number. Which grade or payment rate a particular employee is getting is dependent on employee number. And the hourly rate is determined by rate category. If there is any confusion, please stop me and I can explain. But we have done this example last time when we met. This also we did last time, right? So we are not going into this. This is one more example. I have put it here. In your free time, please figure out the functional dependencies in this. There is no data, there is no meaningful data. So you can only determine by looking at the data here. If the same value is coming on the right hand side, then there may be a functional dependency. So this is an exercise for you people to work individually later, right? So we are moving to the normalization now, because we are now equipped with all the knowledge required for normalization. So as I said earlier, there are three normal forms we will study, and all of these are kind of rules. And whenever we get a table with the primary key and functional dependencies, we start with first normal form. So we first check for first normal form. Once it is in first normal form, then we check for 2NF. Once it is already in 2NF, then we can check for 3NF. So a table which is not in 1NF, we cannot directly check for 3NF. Right? So we need to follow this particular order. So what is normalization? The process of decomposing unsatisfactory bad relations. We talked about bad relation. We saw a bad relation last time where attribute from multiple entities and relationships are put together in one relation. That was one of the example of bad relation. By breaking up those kind of bad relations into smaller relations. So if a particular table is not in a particular normal form, the way to convert it into a particular normal form is dividing that table into multiple tables. Right? So what is a normal form? Condition using keys and functional dependencies of a relation to certify whether a relational schema is in a particular normal form. So first normal form, here it's not given. First normal form is based on the notion on multi-valued attribute, where a particular attribute may have multiple values in a particular cell. And second normal form and third normal form are based on some functional dependencies definition. We will come, this is lots of theory. You can read it. There is nothing which we didn't know. Okay. So I am passing all of the things which... Alright, so first normal form. In simple words here, it is theoretical definition is given that every cell in a table should contain only atomic value, single value. So that means it disallows composite attribute, multi-valued attribute or nested relations. So if as long as we will follow that every cell contains a single value, what do we mean by cell? If this is a table, these are columns and these are rows, then a particular row and particular column intersection, that is a cell. So these are the column, maybe the heads, headings. So row 1, column 2, one cell. Row 1, column 1, another cell. The intersection of a column and a row. These are cells. And we are saying a table is in first normal form if it contains atomic value in each of the cell. There should be only one single value in every cell. So basically all the examples we have seen so far are already in first normal form. If we go back, see there is single value in every cell, right? So if it is a flat table, it is 1NF already. Here also single value in every cell, right? So what are the examples of a non-1NF table? Can you see the B? This is our These are our rows and this is our column. Now see this cell, these cells, do they contain atomic value? They all contain multiple values. So it is because of multi-valued attribute, the only good part here is, there it is single. And here it is also single, right? But everywhere else it is a multi-valued attribute or multiple values. So this relation is not in first normal form. Right? So we need to first convert it into first normal form and then only we can check for second normal form. The simplest way to convert it into first normal form is to introduce some redundancy and keep a single table. Another way is to divide it into two different tables like they have shown here. But let's suppose we are using the simpler way and we come up with how we will convert it. One way is to decompose into multiple tables. The simpler way is just to introduce some redundancy and have the single table. So let's use the first way first. First row has two values for P number and hours. So instead of one row, we will have some redundancy and we will have two rows instead of one row by including the redundancy. I'm not writing the whole SSN, there is no space. So instead of one row, this first row, we will have two rows because we need two rows because there are two values. Right? And then second row has no problem in the original table. So we will just write it like this and we can write the name because it doesn't need any redundancy and we will put just like that. Now the third row again needs two places because there are two values in these column 3 and column 4. So again instead of having a single row, we will replicate the single row into two rows. I am just writing the first four digits. So we added some rows actually and we have, and similarly, so this is converted. For row 4, we will actually need to replicate it in 5 rows. So this 3, 3, 3, 4 should come 5 times because there are, 4 times because there are 4 values. And the name will be replicated again. And then we can put the project number. And then you can put, and similarly we will do for all the other rows. And now we have actually introduced the redundancy in the form of adding more rows. But we will get a flat table now. And now if you see, these are the rows and these are the columns. And every cell contains single value. Atomic value. So we converted a non-1NF table to 1NF. Usually you don't need to know too much about 1NF because usually our tables are already in 1NF. So this is one specific example where they have put kind of not a proper table and introduced some just to give you an example. But otherwise, most of the tables we have seen so far, they are already in 1 and F. Right? So the important thing is to know the 2 and F and 3 and F. So a relation schema or a table is in second normal form if every non-prime attribute, you know what is a non-prime attribute, the attributes which are not part of the key. Every non-prime attribute is fully functionally dependent on the key. So to check for second normal form, the table should be already in first normal form, and then every non-prime attribute should be fully functionally dependent on key. Now we learned about what is functionally dependent, but we didn't learn what is fully functionally dependent. So let's see what is fully functionally dependent. For example, take this example. We already know what is the key, right? And we already know the functional dependencies. We need to know the functional dependency for every non-prime attribute. Okay, so these are the four functional dependencies here, because there are four non-prime attributes. These are non-prime attributes. Right? Now, what do we mean by fully functionally dependent? Our non-prime attribute is fully functionally dependent. Why? Because this non-prime attribute is dependent on the entire key. Whereas non-prime attribute ename, p location and p name are partially dependent. Why we are saying they are partially dependent? Because they are dependent on only half of the key. Project no is not the full key, it is just part of the key. So pname non-prime attribute is partially dependent on the key. Similarly, this left hand side is part of the key, it's not full key, right? So again, p location is partially dependent on the key, part of the key. Same ename is partially dependent on social security number, on the key. So in simple words, if we see, I'll come back to this in a moment. If we see, suppose this is your relation and these are your attributes, and suppose your key is made up of these two attributes together, and if Z, which is these two are non-prime attributes, right? Z and P are non-prime attribute. If Z is dependent on X, or if Z is dependent on only Y, then we call it partially dependent. Or in other words, we can say Z is partially dependent on key. Because it is not dependent on full key, it is just dependent on half of the key. So that's why we are saying partially dependent. And suppose the non-prime attribute P is dependent on combination of or the whole key, then we call it fully functionally dependent. Or we can say P is fully functionally dependent on on key, because P is dependent on the entire key. Now the second normal form wants that every non-prime attribute should be fully functionally dependent on key. We don't want any partial dependency. That's not needed. We want all the non-prime attributes should be fully functionally dependent on the key. If this condition is met, then the relation is in second normal form. If every non-prime attribute is fully functionally dependent on key, then the relation is in second normal form. Otherwise, it's not. And then you need to decompose it into multiple tables to convert it into second normal form. Now, see here in this example, three of the non-prime attribute. E-name is just dependent on social security number. Project name is just dependent on half of the key. P location is also just dependent on half of the key. So there is a partial dependency here. There is a partial dependency here. There is a partial dependency here. Only number of hours attribute is fully functionally dependent on entire key. Is that clear so far? So this attribute is not creating any problem. This non-prime attribute is not creating any problem, but these three non-prime attribute are creating the problem. So because of the presence of these three non-prime attribute, which are partially dependent on the key, this relation is not in second normal form. Okay? So what we need to do? Then we need to convert it into second normal form. Let me make a blank page. Maybe then it will be better to do it here instead of... Okay, or maybe... Okay. We can go here. No, the better is to create a blank page. This blank page is gone. I think we need to not resume but start maybe a new show. I don't know what's happening. Yeah, this is the blank page, but it's moving everything. Anyway, where it is gone, everything? Because I didn't store it. I don't know what's happening. Okay, I thought I am pro, but I am not, sorry. Alright, so the thing is, we have a blank page, yeah. So the thing is, let me quickly write. So only number of hours is fully functionally dependent. And these three are partially dependent. And because of this, this is not in second normal form. So we will convert it into second normal form. What we are going to do, we will take out the non-prime attribute which are creating the problem. And when we will take out the non-prime attributes which are creating the problem, what will be our remaining table? What will remain in the table? Social security number, project number, and number of hours, right? So our resultant table will be, now we are trying to convert it into second normal form. So our resultant table will have social security number, project number, and number of hours, right? If we try to fill the data, then we have 3E1, 2E2, and 1E3. P1, P2, P3, P3, okay. What was there? I think P4 and P2. Yes, and 10, 4, 4, 7, 10, 15. Right? So this will be our original table. This was the primary key. This is still a primary key. And the only functional dependency that exists in this table is right. This will be our original remaining table. Now we have to fit the other three attributes somewhere, right? So they may go in a single table, separate table, or they may go in multiple tables, depending on whether they are dependent on a single attribute or whether they are dependent on different attribute. So see here, ename is determined by SSN. Ename is determined by SSN, whereas both project name and project location, they both are determined by project number. And that's why all three of them we cannot put in single table. So we have to put employee number separately because it is determined by social security number. And we can put these two together because they are determined by same attribute on the left hand side. Is that clear what we are doing? So we need to put ename separately. And ename was determined by so that's why SSN will be the common column between this new table and the old table, right? SSN will also be primary key here, right? And if we try to fill the data, there will be there are three employees. Now here we won't have six rows. We will have, because SSN is the key, so every employee ID should come only once. And we can have their names, John, Alicia, and John. So two employees have same name. So it's not necessary that the resultant table will have the same number of rows like the original. And we actually don't need more than three because there were just three employees working on different projects, and that's why six rows were created in the original table here. Now we need to connect these two also. So the common column is social security number. So where it will be the foreign key? social security number is primary key in this table. So every social security number is coming only once here. But we need to establish the connection between these two tables. So which table the foreign key will be put? Right? So we will put it here. All the social security number which are coming in, let's suppose the name of this table is works. We have seen this table before, already normalized. And this one is employee. Right? So all the employee social security number which are coming in the works relation should already exist in employee table. And every employee comes only once in the employee table. Did we finish the normalization? Not yet. Because although we put the E name, but still what is remaining? P name and P location, which were dependent on project number, right? So we need a third table. And we will put project name here, and we will put project location. The functional dependency was project name is determined by project number and project location is determined by project number. Because both of them are determined by the same, so that's why we can put it in a single table. We couldn't put ename in the same table because ename was not determined by project number. It was determined by something else, that was social security number. So because they both are determined by project number, so we will put project number as a common column between this table and your original table, which is this, right? In this new table, project number will be the primary key because it determines all the other attributes, right? So we can fill the data if we want, but it's not necessary. Okay, let's see the details from the original table. Collaborative tool, accounts, online, hotel. So it is collaborative tool, accounts. What was the other? Hotel. What I have done? Online and hotel. And then Oslo, Jovik, London, P1, P2 both have Oslo, and this one has Jovik, and this one has London, right? So these are the details here. Now we need to connect the original resultant table, this one, and this new table. So just like before, we will have this as foreign key. So basically, this is a parent table. This is a parent table. In both, here only every employee will come only once. Here every project will come only once. And this is your resultant remaining table, which is actually your child table. Right? Now we did so much efforts. Let's check whether now it is in first, second normal form or not. First normal form it was already. So now let's check. So there is now in the resultant table, there is only one non-prime attribute, number of hours, which depends on the entire key, full key. So this is in a, now in second normal form. Right? In the second table, this is our first table, this is our second table, this is our third table. In the second table, there is one non-prime attribute, employee name, which depends on the full key. The key is single attribute only. So this is also in second normal form, right? in the third table we have two non-prime attributes and both are dependent on the full key. Again, the full key is just a single attribute, right? So they both are fully functionally dependent. So third table is also in second normal form. So in all the three tables, the non-prime attributes are fully functionally dependent on the key. So we started with not 2NF table and we decomposed it into three tables. So we don't know originally how many resulting tables will be formed. It depends on the functional dependencies. Right? Is that clear? And then we are coming to third normal form. So this is the way we did. It's shown here. Little bit of a problem. If you see, that page comes to this page. I don't know why. Okay. So this is what we did in the previous one. Right? This was our original table. This was our original table and that is divided into three different tables. Let's take a break before we start with third normal form. It's 12:55, so we will start at 1:10. Shall we start? Okay. So before the break, we learned how to check for first normal form and how to check for second normal form. First normal form is the basis for first normal form is that every cell should have atomic value, single value. If it is not like that, then the table is not in first normal form. And we need to maybe introduce the redundancy to make that table as first normal form. The second normal form is based on the notion of fully functionally dependent. So we need to check for every non-prime attribute whether they are fully functionally dependent. If any of the non-prime attribute is partially dependent, that means it is dependent on not on the entire key but part of the key, then that relation is not in second normal form. And the only way to convert it into second normal form is take out those attribute which are partially dependent, and then we will have a table which is the resultant where all the remaining at non-prime attributes are fully functionally dependent, and then create new tables for these attributes which were partially dependent, and then you have to figure out whether to put all those in a single table or multiple table depending on which attribute they are functionally dependent on. So now we will discuss third normal form, and third normal form is based on the notion of transitive dependency. Again, something new we are learning. So suppose we have a relation and this relation has three attributes, and this is our primary key, X is our primary key. Then we want, in ideal circumstances, we want that Y and Z, these are the non-prime attribute, right? So these are the attributes we will be more interested in, Y and Z. So Y and Z, we want both of them to be directly dependent on key. This is what we are trying to achieve by third normal form. So this is called non-transitive dependency. And we want every non-prime attribute to be non-transitively dependent on the key. So what is there which can break this rule? Again, see the same example. If there is a case, for example, Y depends on X, that is direct dependent or non-transitive dependent. But supposed Z, which is another prime non-prime attribute, depends on Y. Now Z depends on Y and Y depends on X. So Z is actually indirectly dependent on key, isn't it? So if a non-prime attribute is indirectly dependent on key through some other non-prime attribute, then this is called transitively dependent on key. Transitive means indirectly dependent. So here Z is actually transitively dependent on key through Y. It is not directly dependent on key. Our key is X, right? And we don't want such things in our relation. So this attribute is actually creating the problem. And because of the presence of this attribute, which is dependent on y, which in turn is dependent on x, that indirect connection with the key can create the problem. And that's why this relation will not be considered as third normal form. Right? We want all the non-prime attributes should be directly dependent on key, not through some other attribute. Right? Let's see this example, one example, and then maybe it will be more clear. Let's see this example. We already saw this is the primary key, right? Let's write the functional dependencies. We have already identified before. Ename depends on SSN. Is it transitive or non-transitive? Non-transitive. So there is no problem with ename, right? Birth date depends on social security number. Again, no problem. It is directly dependent on the key. Salary is also depending on social security number. Again, no problem. Department number is also dependent on social security number. Again, no problem. But the problem comes now. These two non-prime attributes, they depends on D number. Is D number our key? So basically, they depend on D number. And D number depends on key. That means these two non-prime attributes are transitively dependent on key. Okay, because they depend on some other attribute and that attribute depends on key. So there is a non-transitive dependencies in this particular relation. So far the first four are not creating any problem, but these two are transitively dependent on key, and because of the presence of these two attribute, this relation is not in third normal form. Is that clear what we have done so far? Do you understand why dename and dlocation are creating the problem? Because they are transitively dependent on key. So we will use the same method again. We will take out the attribute to convert this relation into third normal form. We will take out these two attributes which are creating the problem. So what will be our remaining table? Our remaining table will consist of social security number, ename, birth date, salary and D number. So our resultant table will be and this is the key. I am not filling the data because it will be exactly like the previous one, except the last three columns will be absent and the functional dependencies are just we are copying from the previous one. Right? So this is our table, original table, after taking out the attributes which were transitively dependent on key. So what is remaining? Dname and dlocation, and we need to fit them either in a single table or multiple table. Because both of these attributes are dependent on the same attribute, we can put them in a single table. Right? So we will put dname in a single table, and because both of them are dependent on D number, so D number will be our common column, right? And D number will be the primary key here. And let's see how many D numbers are there. There are just two. So we will just have two rows because there were only two departments. And we need to make a connection between them. So this will be our foreign key, referencing the D number of department table. And actually we saw on Wednesday that this is a good design. Department employee in separate table connected with department number. The previous case was, we know, it's a bad design. There is insertion, deletion, updation anomaly. You cannot insert a department until employee start working in that department. If an employee is the last employee of a department, and if you want to delete that employee, then department details are also deleted. And if you want to change a department name, you need to change at multiple location. So basically, after doing that normalization procedure, we came up with these two tables, and there is no insertion, deletion, updation anomaly here. So normalization helps you to remove these anomalies, all three anomalies, and come up with the table with minimum redundancy, right? So instead of single table, now we have two tables. Now we did all this to convert it into third normal form. Let's check whether it is in third normal form. So there are four non-prime attributes remaining in the original table. And all of them, you can see from here, they are directly dependent on the key of this table. So this table is in third normal form. Right? And just see here, there are two non-prime attribute here. D number is the new key, and both of them are directly dependent on the key. So this table is also in third normal form. So we started with a single table which was not in third normal form, and we came up with two tables. Both of them are in third normal form, right? So we do this normalization and we come up, instead of a single table, multiple tables. And the advantage is there is no insertion, deletion, updation anomaly, and there is minimum redundancy. But what can be the disadvantage? We have an ease of making the changes in the table. We can insert a department without worrying about whether there is an employee or not. But what can be the disadvantage? Here we had a single table, and here we have two tables.
The department is the parent table,
yeah,
of the employee, and employee is the children. And if we want to delete something from the parent that exists in the children, we can do it, or remove or change any value.
That we cannot do even with the single table, right? We cannot delete it. The only thing is that suppose there is a query where you want to know all the employees' detail as well as department's detail. In the previous case, you need to just search in one table. So the performance will be a little bit better here. In the second case, because the data is now scattered among two or multiple tables after normalizations, so whenever you want to get all the overview, the system needs to join those tables and then give you the data. And it results in little bit lower performance. So with normalization, you get the ease, you reduce the redundancy, but the performance gets reduced too. So if you are creating a database for an application where performance is a major issue, sometimes we may have unnormalized tables. And then we need to figure out the way how to deal with insertion, deletion, updation anomalies. So there is a balance. So if you can figure out the way to deal with that, then maybe you can keep, if performance is the very major issue for your users. Right? So it's not like that this is a universal truth that you have to always normalize. It depends on the database will be used by whom, what are their requirements. So we only talked about data requirements, but there are other requirements also, like performance. How fast they want their query results to be generated. If there is such kind of issue, then it's better to have non-normalized tables, right? So this is the way we converted into two table instead of a single table. So first normal form is about atomic. That's my definition. The book is saying something else. Every cell should have a single atomic value. Second normal form, all attributes should depend on the full key, not partial or part of the key. Third normal form, all attributes should depend directly on the key, not through some other non-prime attribute. So second normal form, you need to remove partial dependencies, if there are any. So if you can remove partial dependencies in second normal form, if the table is not second normal form, then it becomes in second normal form. Third normal form is about removing transitive dependencies. And now we understand what is partial dependency and what is transitive dependencies. Now this is one example, we haven't done it. And we can figure out the functional dependencies which we have already figured out before. And then we need to check starting from first normal form. Okay, this is the last example we will do. Are you all ready? One yes? Any more yes? Okay. So we already know what are the functional dependencies in this particular table, and we will try to convert it into third normal form. We want to reach to the third normal form. Okay. Alright, so we know this is the key, right? We already identified before. I'm writing in short. Project number determines project name, right? Employee number determines employee number name. Employee number also determines rate category, right? And rate category determines hourly rate. Right? These are the functional dependencies. Now, is this in first normal form? It says that every cell should contain atomic value. Is it in first normal form? Yes. So this table is already in first normal form. Right? Now we need to check for second normal form. Is there any partial dependencies? So here we are checking project name. It depends on project number only, right? Employee name depends on only half of the key, employee number. Rate category, it depends on only employee number, right? And here we are not worrying about transitive because we are just checking about partial and fully, right? Hourly rate depends on rate category. Rate category depends on employee number. So in a way, indirectly, we are not worried about that right now because we are checking for second normal form. So in a way, indirectly, rate category is also dependent on employee number, right? We can get from these two. Hourly rate is also dependent on employee number. So are they fully functionally dependent or partially dependent? All of them are partially dependent. Because project name depends on just this half. And all of these three, the remaining three, depends on this half. So they all the non-prime attributes are actually partially dependent on the key. They are not dependent on the entire key. So that's why this relation is not in second normal form. Right? So the result is we need to take out all the attributes which are partially dependent. So which attributes are partially dependent? Actually, all of the non-prime attributes are partially dependent. So we need to take out all of them. So what will be remaining? The remaining will be project number and employee number. Right? And now I am moving to this. So our remaining table will be right, and if we see the data, project 1, 4 times and 2 times, please remember the second row, 11, 12, 16, 20, 11, 15. I forgot. There was 11 again at the second last. And then there was 15. And project 1 was 4 time. What am I doing? Let's quickly see. Which one we were doing? I forgot. Yes. 11, 12, 16, 20, 11, 15. Right. The key was the whole. So this is kind of a works relation. This is so annoying. Okay. Now this is we have done. Let's go back and see our example. We are taking out all four of them. Can we put all four of them in a single table? We need to see. Project name depends on project number, whereas all the other three are depends on directly or indirectly on employee number. Right? So these three depends on employee number and this depends on project number. So we cannot put them in a single table. So we need to create a new table for project name and another table for e-name, rate category and hourly rate together. Right? So we will have one table for project name and it depends on project number, we already know. And every project will come only once. There are only two projects, so they are coming here and right? And the third table will have employee name, rate category, and hourly rate. And all three of them depended on employee number. So that will be here. And employee number will be the primary key. We can write the functional dependencies here. Right? This we have done. If we want, we can fill the data. How many employees are there? I1, I2, I5, I6. Oh, 11, 12. I was thinking. 11, 12, 15, 16, 20. And there must be some name, and let's just concentrate on rate category because that is important. 11 has A, 12 has B, 15 has B, 16 has B, 20 has C. And hourly rate is 70, 55, 40. Is there any D? I did wrong. There is no D. 20 is C. All of them are B. So 70, 55, 40. Right? And there is some name, it's not that important, right? So this is our three tables. We need to make a connection between those tables. Here this is the primary key, right? How can we make the connections? This will be the foreign key referencing to this table. This will be the foreign key referencing to this table. And if we say by name, this is our project table, this is our employee table, and this one is our works table, which tells which employee is working on which project, right? Now there is no functional dependency in the works table because there is no non-prime attribute remaining, right? All of them we took out. Now we did it for changing it into second normal form. So let's check whether it is in second normal form. In the works table, there is no non-prime attribute, and that's why there is no functional dependency. So there is no point in checking whether the non-prime attribute depends entirely on the key or not. So this is considered already in second normal form, right? For the second table, there is one non-prime attribute which depends on the full key, which is project number. So this is also in second normal form. Let's come to the last table. There are three non-prime attributes, and all three of them directly or indirectly depends on entire key, right? On employee number. So this is on second normal form. The partial dependency and full functional dependency only comes into picture when your key is made up of more than one attribute. If your key is single attribute, then there won't be any partial dependencies. You don't have to check, actually, right? There may be transitive, but there won't be any partial dependencies. So it is only available, or it is only present when your key is composite, right? So all three of them are in second normal form. Now let's check for the third normal form. It says every non-prime attribute should be non-transitively dependent on key. In the first works table, there is no non-prime attribute, no question of checking, right? So this is already in third normal form. In second project table, there is one non-prime attribute, P name, which is directly dependent on key. So this is also in third normal form, right? In the third table, two of the non-prime attributes are directly dependent. So there is no problem with E name. There is no problem with rate category. Both of them are directly dependent. See from here on the key. The problem is hourly rate, which is not directly dependent on key. It is transitively dependent on key indirectly. Hourly rate depends on rate category and rate category depends on key. So hourly rate is indirectly dependent on key. And because of the presence of hourly rate attribute, this table is not in third normal form. Right? So we will keep this table, no problem. This table, no problem. But employee table should be divided into multiple tables, right? Because it is not in third normal form. So we are dividing the employee table into two tables. So hourly rate was creating the problem. We took it out and we put it in a separate table. And because we will just take out the hourly rate, so our remaining table will be employee number, E name and rate category. So that is our first table. And the functional dependency is employee number determines E name and employee number determines rate category. The data will be exactly the same. We will have 11, 12, 15, 16 and 20. You can fill the other details. The rate category was A, B, 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 C. Right? Hourly rate, we took it out because it was creating the problem. And hourly rate depends on rate category. So that will be our common column. Right? And this will be our primary key here. We already know that the primary key for this remaining table was this. Right? Every rate category should come only once. And so there are only three rate categories. And it is, I don't remember, but one of them is 70, one of them is this. Let's check. Am I filling the correct 70, 55, 40? Right? So this table is no longer relevant. Right? So we have final this table and those two tables. But what will happen to this connection? Now we need to make it with the new resultant table. So I cannot make it here, but this employee number foreign key will go to here. That was which was going in the previous table will come here. Okay? And now let's check after the decomposition whether it is in third normal form or not. In the new resultant table, there are two non-prime attributes and both are directly dependent on the key. So this table is now in third normal form. The other table which we have created, this is the non-prime attribute which is dependent on the new key, directly dependent. So this is also in third normal form. So we started with single table and we come up with four tables. So 1, 2, and this goes to that one, right? Because this table is no longer relevant. And this is the third table and this is the fourth table. And they all are in third normal form. And our original table is also not relevant. So before creating the table into the MySQL, you will do the normalization. And whatever be the resultant tables, then you will create these four tables, not the original tables. Right? We will do more example on coming Wednesday, right? Till then, go through this once again. And I think we cannot finish another example in remaining 15 minutes. But if you have any questions, please ask. You can ask, we can utilize that time. Up to you.
For the assignments, is it enough that it is correct, or do we need to somehow show the dependencies?
You need to show the dependencies. And you need to show that it is in 1NF because, it is in 2NF because, it is in 3NF for all the tables. At least show for your main tables. I need to see somewhere in few tables, 2-3 tables, that you understood the concept. You don't have to do if there are 15 tables doing the same thing again. If you show the functional dependency in all of them and show in one the procedure, then it's not needed in others.